County Galway. Now, for centuries, Ireland was known for its missionary spirit. Priests and religious sisters in particular went all over the world spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And while numbers in religious life may have dropped significantly in recent years, the invitation to continue missionary work continues. And this morning I'm delighted to be joined on the programme by Father Alan Neville of the Missionaries of the Sacred Heart. And he has news of a new initiative which they hope will appeal to some people in the 25 to 40 age group. Firstly, Father Alan, you're welcome to Faith Alive.
Thanks very much, Monica. It's good to be here.
As I said, you're a member of the Missionaries of the Sacred Heart, which obviously is a missionary order. What has been your own experience of missionary work?
Well, I'm only ordained now about 3 years, but as part of that, I would have lived and worked, obviously, in Ireland, where most of my formation would have taken place. But I also had a year in South Africa, and I had 2 years on mission in our parishes in Venezuela as well. So now back in Ireland.
Right. And what was your experience of working on mission territory?
Well, I loved it. You know, I mean, there's fantastic work going out there. There's great passion. The people are wonderful. The places that we're working in South Africa and in Venezuela now are economically very deprived areas. There's a lot of problems, a lot of social issues. But the people they're wonderfully resilient, and I think they have this great sense of celebration of their faith.
Right. I suppose in a sense we always try and compare there and here. Is that possible?
It's a tricky one, because even comparing one to the other is very, very difficult. I mean, people everywhere, I suppose, you know, cultures are different and what have you, and just the way we celebrate our faith can be different. But I find with maybe the poorer cultures that there is maybe a greater sense of availability. I think in Ireland we're very sort of cash rich in some ways. I mean, I know at the moment things are difficult, but relative to developing world countries we are, but we're time poor. And I think I find in my time, particularly in South Africa, that if you ask somebody what they were doing on a Sunday, they were going to Mass. And then if you said, well, what else are you doing? And they'd be going to Mass, because they build up. It's not just attending Mass. There's a whole experience around gathering together as a community and celebrating not just their faith, but celebrating kind of being part of something bigger than themselves, being part of a family of faith.
Yes. What really struck me, I remember at the Eucharistic Congress particularly, you know, the groups that had come from the African countries had huge energy and vitality. And it was almost in stark contrast to many of the groups that had come from Ireland. You know, we're almost, you know, in a totally different experience of church here now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair enough to say, but I'd maybe be a bit more optimistic about the Irish scene, because I suppose after maybe, you know, quite a number of difficulties that we face in the church here, there is a sense that we're kind of beginning to at least deal with issues, and now we're beginning to look for a way forward. Like the Eucharistic Congress last year, I found very good, because there was that energy there. There was that sense of, you know, this need for something else to happen, this anticipation that we were looking to move on as a church, and not just to get sort of bogged down in our past, but actually look to the future as well.
Right. Just this new initiative, I know, as I said at the beginning, you know, we have a great history of sending, you know, religious sisters and priests and brothers, and indeed many lay people to missionary countries. The numbers of priests and sisters has dropped, but a lot of lay people are still interested in this kind of work.
Yes, I mean, these days people are a lot more mobile, and also they're looking for a different experience. They're looking for an experience outside of the norm. So what we're trying to do is provide that. We're looking for, or we've set up a program for 3 months of volunteering over the summer in a project that our sister congregation runs in the northern province of South Africa. It's called the Holy Family Centre, and it's an orphanage for up to 70 children who have lost parents through HIV/AIDS, but also TB. And what we're looking for is people between the ages of 25 and 40, 45 who've got kind of practical vocational skills. So teachers would be essential, carpenters, builders, nurses, doctors, anything like that. Because it, you know, the centre that's there is incredibly well run. But all the time, the sisters who are there are looking just to sort of progress the well-being of the kids. And the challenge they have in South Africa at the moment, it's a fantastic country, but education is an issue.
Right.
And a lot of the kids are moving along now. So the centre has been around for a while.
Right.
So they're at that stage where they're going to be moving on from the centre back into the world. And the thing is, they need to have some skills, some sort of, you know, trade sure. that they can use when they leave, because the education system, like I said, it's not the best.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And if we could send them out with a background in building, carpentry, something like that, it would be hugely beneficial.
Right. I know there are lots of people in that category here, as you say, teachers and carpenters and those who may have, you know, 3 months free in the summer and who would be more than willing to go on it. But for, you know, making that decision, what kind of training would be given to them, or what kind of preparation would they be taken through before going?
Well, the idea would be, I suppose it's twofold. There's the support before they go and the support when they're there. Before they go, we're going to run a couple of weekends of training. So things around maybe just learning some of the local language, things around like best practice around child protection, health, safety and security, things like development education. Also the very practical things like, you know, when you're working with kids, are there things you can do with them? So, you know, get somebody in who has a background in children's entertainment and teach them how to do a few games. Because the kids, Monica, are incredible. Anyone who's actually been to Africa, one of their abiding memories, the kids are just fantastic. They are so full of life. And these kids, you know, they've dealt with a lot more than most of us, God willing, will ever have to deal with.
Yes.
But they have a passion for life, you know. Yeah. So there is the support before they go. So we're looking at kind of getting people, you know, that they'll be able to enter into the project as fully as possible, as quickly as possible. But then in addition to that, there'll be a project leader going with them who'll be their line manager and would be responsible for looking after them and making sure they get the most out of the project and the project gets the best out of them.
Right, right. And for people maybe here in the West, Alan, you know, where can they make contact? What should they do now if they are interested this morning?
Well, the best thing to do would probably be check out our website, which is www.mscvocations.com, or they can call me on the mobile 086-785-7955. And if they've even just some questions or some queries, I'd be very, very happy to field those.
Great. Well, I've no doubt many people in that age group will be very familiar with computers. So even if you haven't got those telephone numbers, you can, of course, as you say, look up their webpage, the
www.mscvocations.com.
Great. Well, Alan, we wish you well with it. No doubt it'll be a great success. And thanks indeed for talking to us about it this morning here on Faith Alive.
It's a pleasure, Monica. God bless.
Thank you very much.